podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Be quiet, what he's doing is French, German.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking Babble. Babylon, Babylon. Good. Babylon. Bibbity, bobbity, bob. Babble. Babble gone.
Yeah. Get it done before
skibbity, bebop, and Christopher Reeves.
Can you fucking, turn it down, dude? I fucking can't hear myself.
Yeah. Well, just because you're incredibly loud.
Hold the mic out, so.
Huh?
Yeah, turn your...
No, this is not... No, I'm not talking like fucking Tony Bennett, dude. No, I'm not singing like Tony Bennett. There it is. There it is. That's perfect.
There.
I can hear myself with comfortable volume.
He's down. He's crazy.
He didn't do anything.
What are you talking to me? What?
No, because I turned. I just
what are you
turned
talking
his
to me?
Down.
What? What are you talking?
Are you
to me?
Talking to me?
You talking to me?
Well, we're talking to all you. Welcome back
no
to the Basement
way.
Bar, beers and babble.
Dude, we're back.
We have our Christmas special 2025 back here in Rogers Pub basement. It has been quite a while.
Dude, it's
we've
been a long time.
We've had a child. It's been over 9 months. we've been cooking.
It's because they had to close the bar because of tariffs.
Oh. No. Couldn't get shit in here.
Had to close the bar because of tariffs. I like it.
That's fantastic. It's been a long time, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, though. It's good. It's there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things rocking and rolling. Oh, there we go. That's up. Okay. Because I couldn't hear anything, so I had to turn my stuff up. Yeah, this is not bad. I am, oh snap, I didn't bring it up. I should have brought it up. Let's see here. 286 days sober.
That is fantastic, man. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. I'm here with my Coke Zero.
He's got a Diet Coke. I got a rum and Coke. Raj got a rum and Coke. We're fucking chilling on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
It's a rum and Diet Coke.
Oh, rum and Diet Coke.
Gotta watch
same
my,
here.
Gotta
same
watch
here.
My figure.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're not already
happy,
skinny enough.
Happy birthday, Jesus, as we have some libations.
Nice crack, dude.
Good.
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. How you doing? Yeah.
Don't bend over in front of him.
No, very proud of Eddie, man. He took the bull by the horns. He straightened his life out.
No cigarettes, no smoking, no alcohol.
Yeah, didn't turn back. Just absolutely
you know
proud of you.
I could say the same about me, but I'd be lying.
Raj kept him going. Eddie turned him away.
Yeah, Eddie's done. I doubled.
he put the team on his back, though.
Yeah, sugar though. I tell you what, I've been eating sugar. too much sugar. It's been a lot of cookies, a lot of. I've been making some. So I make my own peanut butter now, and you know how it's. I bought a food processor for $25, and you get the unsalted peanuts from Kroger. You just huck that into the processor and hit go, and it makes peanut butter.
It's fucking awesome.
It's
dude.
Amazing. So, yeah.
If only people knew it was that easy.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's what
Oh, the shit you buy has got all that other crap in it.
Yeah, take it easy. The Illuminati's coming after you now. They're like, shut up.
But now it's like, now I just have an endless supply of peanut butter no-bake cookies, too, because they're so incredibly easy to make.
Big flame? Is that the big flame lighter? No. Okay. Oh. John turned up the volume on the other fucking.
Oh, really?
Lighter, and he could have burned his hair off.
Had it at his waist and burned a hole in the goddamn ceiling tile.
That's fantastic, dude. I'm so happy to be back in Rogers Pub with you guys.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Basement bars, beers, and babble. Who thought we would have been here?
Yeah. You know? No. Yeah. It's been a good hiatus. There's been a lot going on. Lot to take in to do. It's what do we have? We had a lot of stuff. We had golf league. I had sober golf league this summer.
Well, let's take it back a little
weird.
Bit. Let's take it back a bit. So in this podcast, we do a fun thing we like to call "How's your week been?" Because we used to do these podcasts weekly.
Yeah.
So Eddie, let me start you out with the question.
How's
your year been, bud?
Good. Yeah. It's been real good. Been studying a lot. I've been learning. That's the one thing I have to fill my time now constantly with doing something, because if I get bored, then I'm like, I'd have a beer. And so I have to not be bored. And so I'm basically, I get up in the morning, go to the gym, go to work, and then come home and I'm either cooking or cleaning or learning, or I've been working on writing software. I've been learning languages, been studying German and Hebrew and Greek and Latin, and just going.
That's amazing.
Just going. And that's the thing. I don't feel like I'm sleeping the same amount as I did before, but like I feel more alert and better, and just my mind is clear. And
well, not to mention you've been in the gym every morning.
That has helped. I'm down 80 pounds altogether now.
80 pounds, but built like a brick shit house. God, I'm more scared I've ever been of him, and in a good way, because if I ever get in trouble, I'm calling Eddie.
To that.
Oh boy, there it is. Jesus Christ, take it easy. That's a new shirt. You don't want to break it.
Oh yeah, we all have awesome matching shirts on because Donna.
Well, you know, we'll take a picture and put it up.
Oh yeah. But,
what a year it's been, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's been fantastic. You guys have had, you've had a lot of crazy things. I want to hear about all your exploits. The band is doing some big and bright things.
Well, there's...
Yeah, Winter Haven Motel, right?
Yeah.
It's been a
while. You know it's been chapter four for a while. It's been chapter four since the last time we talked. But so this year, biggest accomplishment of mine is I got married.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that where you add the applause?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no. Crazy work. No, I got married to my lovely wife. We've had a fantastic marriage so far. It's been November 1st. If anyone wants to buy the Patreon, please, because we need to afford our mortgage. Anyway, of our new house.
Yeah, there's nothing on the Patreon. We had a subscriber, and we let them down.
Oh, shit. but anyway, we bought a house this year. I don't think that we talked about that.
Oh, no. Yeah, because that's when we started walking. We were walking around Jones Road Park, Ridge Road Park there. Yeah.
Yep.
And you were telling me all your crazy
struggles.
Stories. Yeah.
I hate buying
a house in and of itself is gnarly. Buying a house in this market is whacked out. It's crazy.
That sucks. It's whomped out. It's porn star pussy type. But anyway, I got married, I bought a house. So you guys are the first to hear it, so take this with a grain of salt, but chapter four is going on tour.
Hey!
Chapter four is going on tour in 2026. That's exciting, man.
Yeah, a whole month. 31 days.
31 days.
Like 27 shows?
23 shows. 22 different states. I mean, that's phenomenal. The state we're doubling up is New York, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah, kind of in Michigan, Pennsylvania too.
It
was 25 shows.
Oh, it might be 25. So, I don't know. We're going. I'm just a drummer. I don't know fuck.
That's right.
I don't know fuck about shit. You know, I don't know.
telling lies in front of your manager.
Jesus. No, it's still the same. Okay, I hope the mic caught that. but other than that, man. Holy shit, what 2025 really did not disappoint. I fell in love with it.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of good stuff. I know people, there's a bunch of memes and it did not go well for some folks, but I apologize. We had a pretty good year, yeah.
Go Smeagles, yeah.
Yeah.
Go Smeagles, Swat Techs, for Hockey. Let's go.
Most of you, anyway.
What do you got, Raj? How's your year been?
Yeah.
2025. Yeah. What did it look like for Roger Smeagol?
He built a coop.
It looked less. It looked less? Yeah. The vision.
Oh.
But yeah, rebuilt the chicken coop and chicken run. Got that all done. Got a whole playground inside the chicken run with swings and all that shit in there, lights.
It's a freaking chicken resort.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'd love to be a chicken on Smeagol Acres.
No kidding. Me too. But yeah, it's that and trying to keep the land going. Keep it up.
Yeah, looking nice out there.
Well, 5 acres.
Some new flags. Got a...
put some flags up.
Jesus Christ, Eddie. That stinks, dude.
That was
something gnarly.
That was all the meatballs coming out.
Jesus Christ. The fuck is that?
Well, that's because my butthole's still blown out from... I basically pushed
it. Whoa! Stop.
Push
it. I don't want to hear your gym stories.
Oh, man.
That no, his name
bar.
Was Jack.
That bell bar was...
Oh, I mean... No, no. No. I didn't think folks were acting like that.
You know, most started with curls. He just went right to the fucking hole.
Of a bit, dude. Come on, now.
I did. That was the most painful, terrifying experience ever. It was like pushing a rectangle through a circle. It was terrible. And Tiffany, all she did was she basically was like, "Suck it up," and was just laughing at me through the door.
Jesus Christ! You had to turn around.
Oh, it was so bad. So bad. So yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah, I'm proud
my butthole's
of you.
Like basically like a package of circus peanuts now. It's just
Jesus.
So bad. Merry Christmas.
Welcome
everybody.
Back to Basement Bars, Beers, and Babble, baby. How we doing? I cannot believe we're back, man. This is nostalgic. It feels
it's
like
good.
Nostalgic.
It's good. I like these once a year shows. They're good. Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, okay. So all you viewers know that you're not getting another one until Christmas 2026. Probably,
you might not know.
We got viewers?
Fuck yeah, we got viewers. Dude. Where's Aaron Wiley at, dude?
Oh, listeners.
Listeners. They view,
oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, technical guy.
They view
there.
Us orally.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you. Boy. Yeah, orally.
Through their nose. Yeah. It's kind of, like
wait,
cocaine.
What? I feel like there's less accoutrement here. This feels...
No,
did you take
normal.
Stuff down?
Yeah, no, I cleaned it up.
Oh, you did? Okay. You did?
Yeah.
Dust it off
it's
a little bit?
It's not as cluttered.
Well, the bar's not as closed as it used to be. Roger's Pub... is looking a little different, but it's looking the same.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Bad update. Oh, different guys. So in this podcast, we love to do a little something called what you've been watching, what you've been listening to.
Well, before we get to that, we're still talking about our year.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What Jeez. Else happened? Beginning of September.
Labor Day.
Oh, my God. So.
You just buried the lead. Well, even before that, we had the bachelor party. Oh, I guess we'll talk about that for last
yeah,
call.
Yeah, last call is the bachelor
yeah,
party.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That'll be a combined last
yeah.
call.
Yeah, but after that, we September, early September, we had to head back up north because these crazy a-holes were working some magic up in Petoskey.
So, chapter four sent in a day after the submission date for a Battle of the Bands of Petoskey, Michigan. Thanks to our lead guitarist, John Asel, who you heard multiple times on this podcast. He sent in a submission a couple of days late, and the lady was like, well, I guess you guys can put it in. And we sent the entire album. And she was like, oh, my God, you have an album? Oh, my God, the artwork? Oh, no, we love you guys. So we were the one of the two bands that were picked first for the Battle of the Bands. So we got to pick our date that we wanted to hit the qualifiers. So we picked date one, spot one. So we played first on the first day of the qualifier, and we hit it. And then this band that played after us was absolutely phenomenal, called American Hotel System. Shout out to them. Love those guys.
There's so much. Winter Haven Motel, Euclid
no,
Motel.
No, Chapter
the,
4.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Well, I know,
saying,
but all the hotel, yeah.
It's like 20 years ago when I was playing in bands, everybody was Simply. It's Simply Nobody, Simple Plan, Simple Mind.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. Yeah, but this band's called American Hotel System. They're out of Grand Rapids. They're fucking phenomenal. And then we played also with a band called Henry, Henry Walters Band. And so we get done playing the show. We get up there. We win the qualifier.
Yeah.
So then they're like, all right, come back September 6th. And we're like, cool, man. You know, so we drive all the way home. You know, we prepare for it. We play a few shows in between there. Blah, 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 chapter four, trying to make a name for ourselves. We go back up there September 6th. There's two bands playing. There's us and then Driving Dawn. Fantastic
yeah,
group
they were
of guys.
Good. They were awesome.
Yeah, they were amazing. They set up first. They get on the stage. They fucking rock the house. They were yeah. amazing. We get
and
up
they
there.
They had a bunch of people. They brought a whole crew.
Yeah. Oh, they brought
like
the whole
two
fucking two-thirds
of that audience yeah. was mm-hmm. for, there
right.
for them. It was
right.
crazy.
Because they're from up there.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So we're
local.
Like, cool. Yeah, they're awesome. Hey, great guys. Fantastic band.
Yeah.
I'd promote them anywhere they need to go.
Yeah.
We get up there. We play our set. We get cut off early. And we're like, what the fuck?
I know. That was kind of, that was weird. You know? That dude comes walking up and it messed up that part in Edge.
Well,
you guys,
he did it during my drum solo.
Oh, I know.
Like, what the fuck?
I know. It was so weird. And then Dennis
like,
is like, I
done.
Don't know what's going on. Yeah. 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 yeah.
Continue, so Dennis yeah. comes up to me. He's like, hey, we got to stop. I'm like, all right, I'll end it. Whatever. You know, I thought we lost. I thought it was done. So we get to the end of it. And then they announce us as the winners. And we're like, holy shit. They handed the big check to me. Bad guy to hand it to. Because I've never had a big fucking check in my hands. once. I'm cheesing ear to ear. I don't know what to do. I'm just looking. People are taking pictures. I'm like, you want one of these? Here, you know, shove it between. Look at how big this is. You know what I'm saying? One of those. It's crazy. You know, it's just a magical moment. We get done. Michigan State football wins one of their only games. It was an immaculate night. It just fantastic group of people surrounded by the people we love. It was just an amazing night. God, I can't wish that back anymore. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's great.
It was fantastic.
What all did you win?
So we won a total of $4,000 that came into our pockets. It was $5,000 total, but we had to give $1,000 back to the Odawa Casino. You know what I mean? So it was a $5,000 total prize.
Got it.
$1,000 went to the Odawa. We got $4,000. It's normally how casinos work. You know, they're scumbags. and then we got a free recording session by Q100. Grateful for them. And then also we have an interview coming up January 9th. That's going to be aired. Jesus, Eddie. Jesus. January 9th. I can't fucking breathe back here. Sorry. January 9th, we have an interview with Q100. Streaming across all platforms that they're on. We've been played multiple times on Q100. Our music has been played on the radio. It's been fantastic, man. And we've got a lot of
and it can be found on all streaming platforms.
Well, yeah.
Check out the New World.
The New
chapter
World.
Four,
the chapter
new
four.
Chapter
4. Yeah. Chapter. If you
go to chapter4band.com. Chapter IV.
I was getting band. To that. I was getting com, to that. Yeah. So with all of our new connections and everything, people have been reaching out to us. If you want to find us, it's chapter 4. Spelled out CHAPTER IV. We use the Roman numerals because we think we are cool. If we have a brand new website made by yours truly, Eddie Switek, by Switex.
Yeah.
It is chapterivband.com.
Yeah.
Super cool fucking domain. You go on there. He's done magical work. We're going to have merch on there soon. You can find all of our music. It directs you to all streaming platforms we have.
Yeah.
There's a little biography about each one of our band members there.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. It's so cool.
Thank you.
So check out chapterivband.com to check out all new Chapter 4 stuff. Yeah, give that a shout out. But other than dude, the band stuff has been going better than I could ever imagine.
Yeah,
and now we're fucking going on tour. That's crazy.
Well, everybody can come see them Saturday. This is Christmas Eve right now, Wednesday. This Saturday, which is what, December
28th? 27th. Saturday at Westtown Theater, downtown
Midland
Bay City.
Street, yeah. At the Westtown.
It's $10 at the door, I believe.
Yeah, that's not bad to 10 see
to 15,
you guys.
Bring a 20. You know, bring a significant other. You might be able to get in. If not, man, it might be fucking $30. Who cares? You know, if you like the girl that much, you go to the ATM. I don't give a shit.
You go to the Atom.
Yeah, but get in there. We'll be playing most of our album there because our album's 45 minutes. We got a 30-minute set. So come check us out.
Yeah.
Dennis is on fire right now. You don't want to miss that voice.
Yeah.
So get out there and check
doing
it
real
out.
Well.
So yeah.
What about you, Raj? How's your year been going? You've been you built the coupe, you redid some other stuff. What do you got? Man,
that's about it.
Yeah.
Just been living.
Yeah.
Just living the dream.
Well, what you been watching or what you been listening to?
Yeah. Sure, we're there.
Actually, Landman.
Yeah.
Oh, you like Landman? I heard a lot about that show.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's fucking awesome, man. We had to wait so long for this second season, but six episodes into the season. So,
it's a big spoon in it.
It's been pretty cool. And
who's the main star in that? I feel like
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Wow, he's been around the horn, isn't he?
Yeah. So,
but he's awesome in this show. But that and looking at what to watch next, whether it be Tulsa King or Mayor of Kingstown or
they're all good.
All the Taylor Sheridan stuff.
Yeah, Taylor Sheridan. Yep. Yeah, we've burned through all of his stuff. It's very good.
But with the holiday season, I can't get the wife to sit down and watch him. She's got to watch Hallmark movies.
You love him too, and you know it.
Yeah, well, you know, I like it because within the first 5 minutes of the show, I know how it ends.
No, I know you do.
And
you
then you're like, watch this. And then they try to kiss. They get cut off 5 different times. And then they kiss at the end. They fall in love. They fucking go off. That's it.
Yeah. We watch a real good one.
There's always a little bit of a twist in there. You know, they get pissed off at each other for something stupid that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So. You burnt the gingerbread cookies.
No, we watched a real good one with Charlie Cox and Zooey Deschanel called Merv.
Oh, man, Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
You can only imagine.
I haven't watched the movie yet, but yeah, it's about a dog, though, isn't it?
Well, it's centered around Merv, the dog, yes. But the show is, the movie's...
Merv?
Merv.
M-E-R-V.
Merv.
Oh, I it's didn't Mer, struggle it's, with the name spelling, but I just say it's just crazy to me.
Oh, it's yeah. Mer, it's Mer 5. M-E-R-V.
Yeah.
Mer 5.
Like Maroon 5, but just Mer 5. Yeah.
Like chapter 4.
Yeah, all right.
They lost two.
Now I get it. Now I get it.
Chapter IV. Chapter IV.
Chapter IV. Yeah.
Chapter IV.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah, Merv, good stuff. Check it out.
After you hear him, you need an IV.
Got to replenish.
Sure. I'm straight.
Oh, what else do we watch? Oh, The Wicked.
Oh, my God. Dude, Wicked. Let me run you down.
Let's not even talk about that. I haven't seen them. I don't really care to see them.
Yeah, you're fucking kidding me? It's the best musical out there.
They're very good.
And the way they made it, you know, I thought they would fuck it up.
Isn't it a fucking Wizard of Oz spinoff or something?
It's the before. It's a prequel. No. It's about the Witched, or Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Elphaba? And?
Elphaba.
Elphaba.
Yeah.
And Galinda. Galinda. Galinda and Elphaba. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Galinda.
Galinda.
Galinda and the Alphabet?
Yeah.
Sounds like like a band.
They did really well.
Raj doesn't respect it, but they did amazing.
I was worried because I love the original musical with Idina Menzel and...
Yeah.
But the...
Chenoweth?
Yes. But they did... They did really well. They did really well. Yeah. We rewatched one and then
Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande are just amazing in it.
Yeah,
they did play a good Elphaba and Galinda. They did.
Heck yeah,
they did. I don't understand why he's laughing. It's fucking fantastic. It's my favorite musical.
It is a funny name.
The first Elphaba. Broadway musical I've ever watched. I watched that when I turned 25 years old. I went to Broadway and watched Wicked in the 10th row. I was 10th row and I watched. It was absolutely amazing.
Nice.
It brought me to tears. And even the movies did, you know, at the end of it, they defying gravity in the first act and then for good in the second. I mean, Jesus Christ, I can't cry harder. It's amazing. It really is good.
I tried to make Tiffany watch Avenue Q the other night.
Oh,
She made it like 15 minutes in and
that's
both
on screen. You can watch that.
Kind of. There's a cam video from 2003.
Oh, my God. I want to watch it. So
and
bad.
It's hard to watch because, again, it's a cam video.
Yeah.
It was kind of like watching, Book of Mormon.
Oh, Book of Mormon.
But
that was
to be able to see the original cast. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. To be able to see the original cast, you make it through it.
It's
good.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
I always wish when I got to go see Book of Mormon in Midland when they did the traveling Broadway, the original Elder Price was there. And that was super cool.
Oh, nice.
But he didn't perform. He was in the audience.
He was just there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he was in the audience. He stood up and waved to everybody. That was
weird. Why was he here?
He was watching it. And it was amazing.
Hmm.
He's famous now. You know
well,
that,
no,
right?
I know. But, like, is he from Midland? Or is it,
no,
he was just,
he was
here for something else? Or something?
I don't know what he was here for, but he stood up and waved. And we're like, holy shit. Like, he's huge now.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of his name. It's,
I know, right?
Oh, my God. He's huge now. He's in multiple TV shows. He's he's fucking, oh, my God. The original Alder Price. Look that
I know,
up real quick. Fact checker Dennis. Where is he at?
Yeah, right.
Speaking of that, he's got his own damn movie.
Dennis?
He's found that out.
Oh, yeah. It's on, it's called
All
My Friends Are Dead.
All My Friends Are Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. We talked about that.
Yeah,
it's on Amazon.
We did.
Yeah.
I know. Now we're all furiously searching, trying to find the name.
Andrew Reynolds. Yeah. So he was there.
Oh, I knew that.
Andrew
Reynolds. Yeah, Andrew Reynolds.
What am I looking at then? That's not right.
Andrew Reynolds. Yep. Was the original Alder Price. And the Book of Mormon. And he's heavily famous now.
Heavily.
Yeah.
Heavily. Not lightly. Heavily.
He's fantastic.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Hello. My name is Elder Price. And I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Oh. Ding, ding. Hello.
My name is Elder Young.
Sorry, I gave up
It's music. A book about America.
A long like time 10 ago. Years ago.
Oh, dude. Book of Mormon is the best musical ever made. Wicked is very close
good.
Second. But
Wicked's good. There's a lot of good musicals.
Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon.
Good night, Saigon. The Russian version. That's an Avenue Q reference.
When you get a full fucking helicopter coming down out of the roof onto the stage, that impressed me.
Yeah, this is pretty, it sounds like a Pink Floyd concert. That's crazy. or who's that? Who's that crazy magician?
Lady Gaga?
No, magician. who's the crazy magician?
Chris Angel?
No,
crazy David. Something.
The Blaine? Guy who made David the train. No, made the train disappear.
David Copperfield.
Yes, Copperfield. Yeah. Like Copperfield concert or not concert? What do you call that show? Yeah.
Soiree.
Yeah. No, I think it's a show. I think we're gonna go with a show.
The magic show.
All right, Eddie. So other than Landman and fucking.
Oh yeah, Tulsa King. All that. Yeah, we've been watching all that. We've been watching Doc, about the doctor. She gets She gets in a car accident and loses
with amnesia.
Yeah, she loses the last 8 years of her life.
Oh, no shot.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty cool. It's very cool. We watched that. We watched. What else do we keep up on? Elsbeth.
I've seen that a lot was of good. That. Yeah.
We finished Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets is so good.
So good.
Now, what was the last thing you seen?
The last, like when the end of the show. No, the end of the show. Like it ended.
No, it didn't.
No. It's another season.
No, there's definitely another season. If you haven't seen the last thing.
It wrapped up. Like it wrapped up.
What was
up,
the
like,
last thing you seen?
I don't know. They get rescued.
No.
Like it wrapped everything up.
No, it did not. And you were not paying attention.
Oh, I guess not.
No. Wow. All right. So I'm really into Yellow Jackets. Anyway, anything else you've been watching? I'll talk about Yellow Jackets on my side.
No. No. That's now, yeah, we caught up on all off. That. Well, no, because the last...
No, it's not.
The last scene, like they... Yeah, they we figured out who everybody was and what mm-hmm. happened and... Mm-hmm. I don't want to give spoilers. Like, I'll talk to you off air about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been watching Yellow Jackets, too. I kept up on it. And the last thing I know was about Sophie Thatcher calling on the top of the mountain. Natalie.
Yeah. That was, yeah. That's the last thing I saw. That's yeah. And then they get rescued. That's,
no, that never happened. It was just her calling, and then it ended. That was the last episode. So they did not get rescued yet, and there's definitely another season coming out. Oh. It's coming out 2026.
To me, it seemed like it wrapped up real nice, and that was it. And I was like, oh, that was really good.
She just called, and that's the end of that season.
That was the case that got canceled.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so okay.
But anyway.
So
yeah,
we are so caught.
Yeah. Yellow Jackets is, yeah, that's where it ends, but there's definitely another season, because you know that when the rescues come, it's not going to go. I mean, there's been multiple times they could be rescued, and it doesn't end up good. So.
Yeah, but the last, it ended... Like, where the show began, it caught back up to that scene.
I know it did.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
that,
but it's
everything's
not,
buttoned up.
Yeah, but
where
it's
do
not
you
done.
Go?
It's they're definitely coming out with another season this year, 2026.
Another one was...
They're already done filming.
You watched the Hunting Wives?
No.
No.
I had.
I haven't.
That was good.
That hot
and
fucking...
And I'm hoping,
yeah.
I'm hoping that another season comes. It's supposed to.
Sorry.
Woo! I haven't seen that.
Good looks on that one.
I've caught bits and pieces because Tiffany loves her reality TV shows. I've caught bits and pieces of The Challenge, The Survivor.
What about Mormon Wives?
Mormon
Wives. Oh, it's so good. Mormon Wives is so good, dude. So good.
Dumb.
No, it's so good. No, it's so dumb, but it's so good.
No.
It's so retarded. It's so good.
Yeah.
You cut that.
So, yeah. Yeah. We watched that. We watched... I haven't seen any movies. I want to go see Zootopia, too.
Oh, me too. That looks so bad. Great. Oh, I also want to see the Now You See Me.
Yeah.
The new Now You See Me. Yeah.
That looks good.
The four, I think it is. It's fourth. Yeah.
Something, yeah.
That's real. Dude, that movie is, that fucking movie, little track.
Trailer?
Oh, so good, yeah. No, just every day, but Now You See Me, Now You See Me, too. It's so, just unreal.
Well, I started going back and rewatching all the Transformers, because I haven't seen the last, like, three that they've come out with. I remember them starting to get real bad, but, like, I want to watch them through just so that I know that I have.
Yeah.
And so I'm on...
They come out with another one recently?
I don't know.
Oh,
I just remember just there's want, there, it's like Fast and the Furious now.
They're just I know,
reasons.
They're just throwing them out.
Yeah.
Transformers were a little toy when I was a kid.
Yeah, they were robots in disguise.
Yeah, exactly.
Autobots, roll out. Couldn't take a pellet, though. Blew those damn things all to bits.
Hot Wheels, get your shit together.
Yep. All those little fucking things, you just line them up on a real
Optimus Prime was a real G, dude. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, dude. It's been a year.
Listening to,
year,
but listening.
It?
It's been 9.5 months.
9.5 months since we last came out with one of these.
Yeah, the last show
that was a good movie. Or was that 9.5 weeks?
Nine and a half movie. The whole nine yards. The whole there's I don't know.
No, there's 9.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. The longest yard. That's a great movie.
Longest yard.
The original is.
Chris Rock.
Oh yeah, with
I don't like the Adam Sandler.
You don't like?
Are
Adam
you serious?
Sandler?
Oh, that's a great one, dude.
I mean, Burt Reynolds comes into it.
Fucking Chris Rock. Like,
he cameos.
But no, the original is much better.
Okay.
I think The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler is great.
No, it was good.
Roger's like, yeah, fuck you.
What you been listening to?
Oh, man, Jesus. A shit ton of Yes.
Yes?
A shit ton of Yes.
Yeah.
Been listening to a lot of Yes, a lot of Chapter 4, Genesis, All Them Witches, Death Cab for Cutie, but like the older stuff.
You got to check
King
out.
Buffalo is really good. But listen to a lot of podcasts, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I have not been shying away from Theo Von, dude. His podcast is great.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
This past weekend, Theo Von's great.
Okay. What kind of show is that?
It's a podcast.
He
brings on a lot of celebrities and just talks to them.
Oh,
he's really
just
good.
Just interview type.
Yeah, okay. Just kind of an interview. Kind of just like kind ours. Of talking to his friends. Yeah. It's just a good time.
Nice.
Been listening to a lot of that. Jesus Christ. Fuck. What else? There's been a lot of Treaty Oak Revival. I've really been getting into them. They're a great band.
What kind
country,
of music is that?
Country rock. Country.
Croc?
Yeah, croc band. Out of Deep Texas. They're really good. They're really, really good.
Out of the deep south.
Stop and Stare is my favorite song. Stop and Stare. Take It to Court. No Vacancy. It just
sounds like a bad fucking weekend,
right? Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's I'm not gonna lie, man.
Sounds like
Treaty
the
Oak
summer
Revival.
85 for Roger.
Treaty Oak Revival has just a lot of great music.
Okay.
God, they're a great artist, man. Luke Combs, been getting into a lot of him. Well, not really getting in. I just been mainstaying him. Yeah, Kublai Khan. I went and saw them in concert. They were great, man. That's a yeah, just a real big grunge band.
Yeah,
man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, headbang and just forget your memories type shit. that's about it, man. What you been listening to?
I keep K-Love on the radio all the time, and then I will, if I plug in my phone.
K-Love?
What is that? K-Love, the Christian station.
Yeah. Oh, 89. Yeah. Okay. 89.
So I've been, listening to a lot of Forrest Frank and Crowder and all the, getting into the.
By the way, if you guys hate Forrest Frank, then fuck you.
That dude's awesome. And but then I listened to a lot of books on tape. I just went through The Goal by Eliyahu Goldratt. It's a book from the 80s about manufacturing and stuff. It's really cool. I listened to, I got the Book of Concord, the Lutheran Book of Concord on tape. So listened all through that, the catechisms, the Augsburg Confession, and all that.
Currently going through my old Lutheran catechism after I lent it to a friend and he highlighted a bunch of shit, and I want to see what he highlighted.
Nice.
Just to make sure on the path that he's heading is the right direction.
Yeah, hopefully.
It is.
Yeah,
it
good.
Is so far.
Good. Yeah.
Bop.
But,
shout out to you, big guy.
Yeah. But listening to that, and then listening to some LMNOP, just dropped his new album, LMNOP.
Attaboy.
Mark Reichert from the Mark Reichert Show.
Marky Mark!
Yeah, he's actually getting
picked. What about IJK?
HIJK. No, they broke up years ago. Yeah, it's just LMNOP.
I like it when you call it HIJK.
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 I'm just kidding.
Mark was saying he's getting picked up by TikTok or something. They're
awesome.
They're like going to sponsor him and start paying him stuff. He's been making these Bay City history videos and things that are actually really interesting, where he's going around town and telling history and
very
about
cool.
The town. Yeah, it's super
attaboy.
Cool.
Mark
so,
Reger, attaboy.
Yeah, check him out on TikTok. Check out LMNOP.
LMNOP!
Has he got a Facebook page? Because I've been seeing a lot of that Bay City history shit like that.
That's probably Mark.
Pick out a spot and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because he's covered a lot of places that I've been. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not just Bay City. It's around the whole state.
I miss some Marky Mark, man. He's
been
on this podcast.
He's been doing primarily Bay City.
Yeah.
But he probably, with this sponsorship or whatever's going on, you know, he gets that becomes his new job. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. I'll travel, do some Michigan stuff. Yeah.
I mean, there's been, you know, restaurants here and there, and he did a whole article on or show on the Mackinac Bridge and how long it took and how many people it took and how much money and how many people died and all that shit.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting.
Heck yeah. Well, good. Well, shout out. Yeah, check out Mark Reichard's stuff. Check out LMNOP on Spotify. What
QRS on Apple Music.
You're listening to QRS. Publicly funded QRS. By listeners.
WION. We on. QRS Radio.
We on. Yeah, you'll love it. This Christmas season, LMNOP, you'll love it.
The ZYX.
Yeah, dude.
The ZYX VUTs.
Yeah.
They do things back. They do things backwards.
What about you, Roger? What you been?
He just got that.
I finally got it. It's lack
of bag, it up, Ter.
Bag it up, Ter. Bag it up, Ter. I see.
What you been listening to, Raj?
Oh, just a lot of various country stuff and then whatever comes on the radio, whatever station my wife has on my truck when I get in it.
Will you do me a big favor?
But today,
the sound goes in the front of the mic, not the side of the mic.
Oh, damn.
Well, I wanted to be a little sideways.
There you go.
Oh. Hey, is that better?
Yeah, really.
Jesus.
See how much.
Turn him down now.
Yeah.
I saw him over there turn you up earlier. It's probably because you were fucking talking into
the
microphone.
Well, he's like talking in the butt end of the microphone like this. Like, this isn't where it goes. It goes here.
I want
it
really. Yeah. Trying to eat that motherfucker sideways.
Trying to hold it sideways like a gangster. I'm like, no, man. It's eat directional.
I don't lick my ice cream. I bite it.
I know it's...
Eat that motherfucking burrito from the side, dude.
I know it's been a while.
I eat my pizza from the crust, dude. Hey. I'd hate to see this motherfucker eat a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, you go from middle out.
Yeah, where they cut it.
Oh, God, that makes me... I need to rewatch Silicon Valley. Middle out.
Silicon Valley, great.
Well, no, that... And normally, you know, because I have to do the dishes because I am the home bitch. So I do all the chores around the house. Yeah, no shit. You know, since I've retired and stuff, I do everything. But and normally I have this band on.
Helps if I plug it in.
What didn't you plug in?
The computer. The battery was dying. I was like, oh.
I thought we did all this for
now. I know, me too. I'm glad we're talking to each other. It'd be like, yeah, it's a great conversation. You know,
yeah. But when I do the dishes, you know, I got the Alexa behind me and I just have her crank up this band. And today, you know, not even realizing my wife was home because it's, you know, Christmas Eve, I hear her screaming from down the hall. And then she comes in. She goes, I can't believe it's, you know, Christmas Eve. Who would have thought that it, you know, I come down the hall and I'm listening to my son on the fucking radio.
Aww.
So I always have Chapter 4 jamming when I'm doing the dishes and working in the kitchen. Because Alexa's in the kitchen. And yeah, she was crying.
Aww.
Like, I can't believe this. I can't believe we're listening to them.
Their music makes me angry clean also. Yeah.
But.
Me too.
So yeah, it's.
Shit. Why am I not famous? I'm just kidding. We did make it on the radio. Isn't that cool?
Huh? And how long? The album's been out for what? 5 months?
Since we quit.
Yeah, June.
Six months?
It was April. I thought it was April.
April.
Oh,
April.
I got it April. It publicly came out.
Yeah, you got it
That's
April.
That's right. Sorry.
It publicly
so
hit June.
So 6 months, yeah. Mm-hmm. And my,
there's one CD in existence for Fred.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Fred, dude. Hell yeah.
And my brother-in-law was talking to my wife and, you know, her brother and sent her his Spotify thing. And he's listened to the album 179 times.
Holy cow. Did he just fall asleep to it?
Like, oh, he loves Preacher's Son and Edge. Those are her two favorite on the album.
Those are good songs.
And yeah, they're awesome songs. But so he's all excited because the boys will be down in Memphis. And he lives just
we're
on
have
the.
To get some ribs when we're down there.
And he lives just on the other side of the state line from Memphis. He's like 15 minutes away from there, so he's all excited about.
Is this Jeremy?
About coming there? No, this is Leon.
they already fucking got tickets, man. Yeah.
Yep. And then his son loves him too, and his son's up and coming musician.
Oh, cool!
And he's already got like 100 of his buddies that are saving that date.
Awesome.
To come to that.
Dude, that's going
to
be so cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We'll be done and I'll be traveling down there for the two shows in Tennessee, Memphis and Nashville.
Well, I thought we were taking, because I've got 2 weeks of PTO. I'll have another one. So I should have 3 weeks that I potentially could tour with the band.
Good luck, man. I'm about to be
crabby,
dude. I'm about to be a bit.
There they go down to Alabama, then shoot over to Atlanta, and then up.
Hey,
to
North, take it easy, bud.
And then up to.
Hey, it'll be released soon. Well, you know, early. You don't need to give them every day.
Then they go up to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Why'd you run up through the whole thing?
Well, no, I'll stop there. But that's where my nephew lives. He's a dentist in Charlotte. So that's another trip that we'll be making and spend a little time with my nephew and be able to watch the show.
With the meatballs, that did not.
And then from there.
I'll tell you next year.
Oh, I know him. I've got him all down.
Yeah, I know you do. This is funny.
He's popping out like that Animaniacs.
They'll be on the website.
So Rod
the dates
pops
and
over.
Venues will be listed once they're available.
Yes, they will be listed. Tickets will be available. You guys get your tickets. You get there. You fucking come on, see. If you're in if you're in Kansas City, pop over and see us, man. Come on now.
Oh, are we talking cities now?
No, I just Kansas City is a big one. Des Moines, Iowa is the most.
But you go to St. Louis after Kansas City.
Shut up. So wait, let me tell you a funny story. And we're not trying to give away the tour or anything like that. But I'm excited to announce we have a tour coming. Just stay on our social medias, chapteriv.com. It's probably going to be the first thing you see. Chapteriv.com. Chapteriv.com was
$50,000.
Like
$50, yeah. So I was like, do you want chapteriv.band or band.com? And they were like, band.com.
Yeah. He was like, what did John say? He was like, what is chapteriv.com? And Natty goes, $50,000. John goes, chapteriv.band.com.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's $80 for 3 years.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, do that one.
So we're down here. Raj pops over to practice, and Mason is like, we got this date. I can't remember what date that is. And Raj just goes, that's a Friday. And Mason looks over and he goes, do you have this thing memorized? And Raj goes, yep. He's like, he's spouting out what days, where we're going to be and everything like that. And Mason's like, Jesus Christ, Roger, what the fuck?
Who knew Zodiac Killer was in Michigan the whole time?
Yeah, those guys are just ready to go. Hey, man, it's going to be exciting, but just keep your ears and eyes open.
Wait till it's announced, then you won't stop hearing from me.
Yeah, I know.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand behind.
I'm experiencing.
Or actually, stand far away.
Yeah, no shit. Holy fuck. That was terrible, Eddie.
That was terrifying.
And you're still speaking into that mic?
He's sniffing it.
I know he's about to eat that motherfucker. Yeah. You like the taste of your own band. He is motherfucker eating it over here. What the fuck, dude?
Well,
I just pulled it out of my ass.
Speaking
for some tasty things, I got some special treats for Christmas.
Why don't you let us know?
So I think it'll be beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week, dude.
All right. Welcome back. Let's see. This week.
Run us in.
We have Winter Wonder by Athletic Brewing Company in Milford, Connecticut. This is a non-alcoholic beer.
Attaboy.
No alcohol. So zero, legally 0.5 ABV.
Last call for no alcohol.
But it is
it's not the last call yet. It's just the beer of the week.
It's a light amber brew that captures the season with warming notes of spiced mulled apple and orange peel, hints of cinnamon and cardamom blend with subtle hops, resulting in a smooth profile built for colder months.
Careful, they're gonna hire you to promote their beer.
Yeah, because no one drinks.
Let's give it a try. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Smells like.
Oh, I really like that. Oh, I really like that.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Oh, my God, I really like that.
Tastes a hell of a lot better than it smells.
Yeah, I really. Yeah, no, like you're
drain,
right.
It smells like drain cleaner.
Oh, my gosh. So we normally rank on a scale from 1 to 5. You can use quarters. Eddie, we'll start with you, bud.
I give that a 4. That's very smooth. That's very good.
I'm going to go 4.25.
Okay.
It averages out to a 4 because I go a 3.75.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going 3.75. We got a 4 and a 4.12. Attaboy. Who is that out of?
I already forgot. Athletic Brewing Company.
Athletic?
And yeah. Milford.
Athletic Brewing Company out of Milford.
Milford.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
Is that Milford, Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Yeah. Connecticut.
Not
good
Milford,
for you
Michigan.
Yeah. No, Milford, Connecticut. Good for you guys, man. That is a wonderful non-alcoholic beer.
I haven't opened Untap in 9 months, and it just was like, you earned this badge, this badge, this badge, this badge.
Yeah. What did you overall rank it on your end? Just a 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4. 4. 4. Four.
Yeah.
4.
So I got a...
Are you gonna
a 4 say average.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
I finished that in two
That's
drinks.
That's what I say. It was smooth. That's
yeah,
good.
That was great.
Savoring.
Yeah, very good. Good job. Good job. You done with that?
No.
No, you're not. What about you, Raj?
You done with that?
You don't want none of
I'm drinking rum and cokes, man.
I know, me too, but that's just a good, like,
basement bar rum and coke.
Yeah.
And babble.
That was good. Well, you know, after we have beer of the week, we do beer trivia.
Beer trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Babble bring to you beer trivia.
Eddie fucking up.
Yeah. Sorry. It's been a bit. All right.
Quit farting in the mic.
Yeah. I know.
That's the thing that triggered it.
Oh, hey. Merry Christmas. It's after midnight now.
After midnight.
Oh,
so
with, let it all wait a minute. Out. Wait a minute. What? Catholic Church just started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, yeah.
Dun. All right. Boy, Christmas dun. Bells.
So speaking of Christmas, so during the 2023 Christmas season, which country was reported to consume the most beer?
Ireland.
United States of America.
The choices are...
We're wrong.
Germany.
Germany.
The Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic.
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom.
Or Turkey.
Or Turkey.
Turkey.
German. Germany.
You're saying Turkey?
Turkey.
You're saying Germany?
Yeah.
The Czech Republic.
Well, fucking bullshit.
Consumed the most beer during the 23 Christmas season.
Fuck you, Czechs.
Check this.
Yeah. Now, you said, you said you had some type of...
Yeah, so, fuck you, Eddie.
You give him part one, I'll give him part two.
Okay. So, Budweiser came out with a light beer called Budweiser Light. In what year did that beer drop?
Oh, Bud Light?
Budweiser Light dropped in what year?
Is Budweiser Light different than Bud Light?
No.
So it was originally called Budweiser Light.
Correct.
Okay.
What year did that drop?
Budweiser Light. Yeah. I guess I've never noticed that.
When did Budweiser Light drop? What year did Budweiser Light drop?
76.
No.
Oh, that's what I was
You're
thinking.
Way off.
It was 19.
Yeah.
82.
Oh. Well, I was only 6 years off.
Part two.
Okay.
In what year did they drop the Weiser and became officially Bud Light?
87.
Nope.
When?
83.
Oh, the next year. Nice.
They did that for marketing value. So, the original Bud Light that you were drinking, Budweiser came out with Budweiser Light in 1982 and quickly in 1983 dropped the name to Bud Light to make it easier on the marketing end, but kept the same recipe.
Nice.
Easier to say.
Yeah.
Now, if any of you guys have a Budweiser can, we'd greatly appreciate you shipping us
a Budweiser Light can.
A Budweiser Light can.
Yeah. Ship it to the 989 Studios.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. Moving on. The next thing we have.
And we'll send you the dime.
Yeah, we'll send you. Yeah, we'll send you. We'll make sure we pay for it.
Yeah.
Postage due.
Yeah.
So me and Raj.
Dude, a stamp is like 97 cents.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for it. Like I said, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for the shipping, and we'll pay you greatly for appreciating the 989 Network. Other than that, all rights are reserved to 989 Network.
Exactly. I stopped and got a book of stamps. Book of 20.
Why'd you throw that away?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. I'll get down and put it in the portal.
Now you owe me
a dime. I'll put it in the portal. Fuck yeah. You.
So I've got a book of Sam's.
Oh, that's right. We got a portal.
20 Sam's. And it was like,
portal?
$18.70. I'm like, what? I don't want a roll of 100. I just want a book of 20.
That's yeah. That's the greatest invention, dude. He can make $1 million, but he refuses to. Just a wall portal. You just push a can in there and it disappears.
He didn't invent the glory hole.
Well, that's basically what it is, dude.
I would have, but
to any homeless man, that's a glory hole.
I would have, but it would have had been that big around, too.
Well, for me,
speaking of that, guess what my wife got for Christmas?
What did you get?
She got a 3-foot cock.
Where are you putting that in the yard?
Next to the 6-foot cock.
It's a statue of a rooster.
Yeah.
Rooster. 36
that
inch
you can
rooster.
Buy from Costco if you want. It's great.
Next to the 6-foot
thanks to Uncle Denny and Aunt Chris for that one.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Man, I still have more of this beer. That's great.
Isn't that great? God damn, that's great.
It's great.
That almost made me choke. That was funny.
That was a little, you know.
So,
George Carlin there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
damn,
yeah,
it's great.
Damn, it's great.
Soon. Such a sad word. Soon.
Soon, yeah. So, anyway, we have this, like, Christmas thing that we do. I don't know why we do it, but Raj and Raj Pub got a 9-foot or nine foot pool table down here.
8 foot.
8 foot.
8 foot.
8 foot. 8 foot pool table down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, they get smaller as you age.
Yeah, I know. When I look at it, shrinkage. I say 9 foot, you know, it's like, you know,
it was cold
down here.
I was in the pool.
So it was an 8 foot pool table?
Yes.
Yeah, right, 8 foot pool table down here.
It'll make 9 inch. Or 9 foot.
That'll make 9 inch.
I've never had 9 inch.
Sorry, God.
I've had 8. Sometimes I had 10. I just don't ever, never have 9.
Don't worry about it. He's got a big pool table down here.
I got a big
one. And Rob
I got a big one down under.
Jesus Christ, you going to let me talk?
No.
Roger's pub.
So you're about. No. Quit mouthing.
And Roger's pub here, and we play pool every Christmas Eve. Well, me and Raj came down at about 4. I swear to God, we didn't make a fucking pool ball until about 4:45. Yeah, dude. It sucked. We sucked, dude. We were happy we didn't put money on it. Jesus, it's like we were knocking the dust off. Well, we couldn't play pool with a shit.
Money would have gained interest by the time.
And no shit, yeah, I'm telling you that. My goodness. We got to like the 17th shot and we were like, still open?
Still
we're
open,
like, it's still open, man.
Jeez.
It's ridiculous, dude. We're like, man, we used to run this shit. You know, it used to be like 2-minute games. Now it's like a fucking, Christ, we could have ran through 3 fucking days, Seinfeld episodes before the game was over. It was ridiculous. We were listening to Christmas music, fucking Frank Sinatra Christmas on the radio. Never again. You don't listen to that shit while you're playing pool. That's not serious.
It makes you suck.
Yeah, no shit. It was terrible, dude. We didn't know what was going on. I was like, I'll take my wallet out of my pocket. That didn't help. I was like, this is the issue. Yeah, nope. No, we just sucked.
It didn't fix your balance with your Costanza wallet?
Not a bad Costanza wallet being thin as shit, yeah.
Is it? Mine's I have a Costanza wallet.
Oh, yeah.
You got a thick wallet. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd like to have money too. Eddie, shut the fuck up.
It's not. No, it's just full of, like, library cards. I don't know.
Credit cards that are maxed.
Every library in the country.
Yeah.
I've got a card for each one.
We sucked, man. It would have been.
Oh, you sucked,
yeah. It'd have been abysmal. You would have laughed a couple times. Don't do that.
I laughed
at myself too. Fuck you. I mean, it was terrible. But anyway, getting on with it.
Drink my Diet Coke faster. I'm getting sleepy.
That is ridiculous. Can you imagine?
I'm in bed at like 8 o'clock every night now. You go to bed around 8 to 9. Wake up between 4 and 5. It's past my bedtime.
What an old man. Isn't he?
I am.
Isn't he cute?
He's turning old.
Isn't he cute? Jesus Christ. Wow. Basement Bars, Beers, and Babble is back. We're not back. We're not back.
As Eric would say, butts and boobs and banging bros or something. I don't know.
He's fun. He's fun.
Yeah, wide range of conversations. They're still going strong.
Yeah, they're still going strong.
Heck yeah.
Dude, 2 cats, 1 dog.
Yeah, Dan. Dan is doing crazy things. That guy's exploding.
Yep. You got the Mid-Michigan Music Podcast.
Yeah. Yep. They just started their new season. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of really cool interviews. Scott's been working on a documentary with the Question Marks, I believe, or something to that effect. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
excuse me. Everybody, you, your band, everybody's got cool stuff going on, and Roger and I are back here just watching land, man. That's yeah. all.
We've been asking. The world go by.
Yep.
And I'm
I watch my sunsets and I watch my sunrises. That's just so I know that, you know, make sure that the lights all go off outside on the timer. Okay.
People been asking me when this podcast was going to come back, and I don't know if it's back. I don't know if it's back. It's definitely up to my superior co-host Eddie, but there's a lot of things going right in his life, and I feel like this podcast brings him down a little bit. And I don't want to. I don't bring him down.
Bring down.
It just brings a plateau. It's just a plateau.
I need another drink.
Oh, I'll make it for you.
No, I get it.
Oh, you got to go get ice. Go get ice.
Can't say that, man. People start running and driving off the road and shit. You say that?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
What?
Pause it.
Go get ice.
I get it. Yeah, you can't call ice. Speaking of that, you've been watching South Park? Because they don't care.
They're on fire.
At all. They're out just to get anybody.
Speaking of the creators of South Park, who's the funny guy, man? Is it Trey Parker or Matt Stone?
It's got to be Trey. Matt's the business guy. He's the logic guy. He's, you know, and Trey's the creative.
That's so weird to think, like the movie Basketball.
Oh, yeah.
For example, you look at him, right? And you think that Matt.
Your mom's going out with Squeak.
Yeah, dude. You think that he's a funny guy.
Well, he's.
Both funny.
He is one of the writers.
Well, right. They're both hilarious.
But
he writes
Kenny's lines.
That's true. Might be true. Oh, Kenny's dead. Yeah. Trace was like, Kenny. Fuck you. You're out of the room. Man, oh, man. Yeah, that's fun. No, that's good.
It's good.
No, South Park is on fire right now.
Yeah.
South Park's. I do want to say, yeah.
We watched.
We got to stop this in the schools.
I haven't laughed.
You haven't seen that episode.
I haven't laughed so hard, this hard in a long time. We watched Matt Rife's Christmas special.
Oh, that was good.
On Netflix. Holy cow. That was great. Even Tiffany was having a ball.
Good.
Yeah.
It's hard for him to reach the woman audience.
Yeah. Yeah. We watched that. And then we watched Jeff Dunham's Christmas special from last year. That was real good.
He dropped one last year?
Yeah. Yeah. 24. It was good. It was fun. It was good stuff. Yeah. A lot of good things.
I kill you.
What is that? Babble. Oh, just babble? Just talking? What are you doing on your phone, Hollywood?
I'm just looking at something.
Did you literally just ADD to like Snapchat or something?
No, I just ADD to fucking...
He likes to check on his one fan.
His only fan?
Yeah. I think she's still in church, man.
I am my wife, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be coming back soon.
Oh, really? What time is it?
Yeah. Tool time?
No. It's time to...
Get a watch.
Wow, that was gay. But yeah, no, it just says babble because I feel like this is, you know.
Oh, you're talking about some fucking app on your phone.
Yeah.
Babble.
No.
Babble?
Babble.
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 Basement beer bars and what?
Babble.
Babylon.
Yeah.
It's time to babble on.
Oh, Babylon, dude, that was a great one.
Frank Garman. Ralph.
Coke Zero, what's it got with you?
Huh?
It's got you in a fucking chokehold, dude. You've been
I like it.
Chugging.
It's good stuff. Yeah, Coke Zero. I drink, so because I'm an old man, when at home, I drink caffeine-free Coke Zeros so that I can have a nice little sweet treat after dinner but not be all hopped up so I can go to bed at 8.
Dude, that's so weird. It's so weird, dude. This guy used to fucking watch funny videos and stay up till 11. Now he's drinking Coke Zero and going to bed at
he's
fucking
He's shitting in the fucking mic again.
Still, he hadn't changed.
Fucking just got his own fucking scratch and sniff going on over there.
Scratch and sniff is crazy. This guy texts me Monday this week. This week. It's now Wednesday, Christmas Eve. Texts me Monday. He's like, what do you think about bringing Basement Bar Beers and Babble back?
Doing a Christmas special. I was like, what do you think about doing a Christmas special?
Oh, my God. He's so hung up on that. He only wants to do a Christmas special. Well, he's like, don't say we're back because we're not back. Yeah. He's like, don't say we're back because we're not back.
I just want
to drop one and say, fuck you, fans. So, hey, listen, when you fans are fucking bummed because we're not doing them all the time, it's because of Eddie. It's not because of me.
Hey.
I like having a mic in my hand talking bullshit.
Yeah, I've been paying $20 a month for them to continue, even though we haven't had it, so that they could still have access to it. I haven't completely destroyed it.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's Eddie's fault. It's Eddie's fault. This is Eddie's fault.
Yeah, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Unfucking real. Wow.
That's why Eric and Rick were like, you should find a new host and keep the show going and kick me off.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the same show.
No, it'd be better.
No, it wouldn't. Oh my. Please plug my hole so I don't feel bad. That's what he sounds like, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
You need to plug my hole.
He needs a fucking hole plug.
So if you're sending that Budweiser light can, please send an ass plug.
A little butt plug for me. A little cork.
And I get a big fucking cork. and a fucking wooden mallet to put it in.
No, we got one of them. The fucking attitude adjuster. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like plugging a barrel, plugging a barrel of whiskey. You got to stop up the bunghole. That's what it's called. It's a bunghole.
Yeah. Bunghole?
Yeah, when you drill into a barrel of whiskey.
It's a bunghole?
It's a bunghole.
Yeah. You're
it's like
hole,
the top
bud.
Of a drum is a bung. It's a bunghole.
Yeah,
top of a metal.
Yeah, bung. No, I get it.
You're a fucking bunghole.
Kawa bunghole.
You act like one.
How do you act like a bunghole?
No, but anyway, really, it just, I'm not saying we're back. I'm saying we're back today.
That was a good movie in the 90s. John Goodman. It was animated with dinosaurs and stuff. We're Back. You ever watch it?
Great Don't movie. Want to.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, check it out.
Jurassic Park type of best or what?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, I get it. No. Like the dinosaurs are back.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come out and say, hey, we're back.
Yeah.
Watch it. I'm a fucking pterodactyl.
Yeah.
And I don't pee because it's silent.
Pterodactyl. I watch the gears turn in Spencer's head. Yeah, yeah. Like,
have you ever heard of pterodactyl? You ever heard of pterodactyl?
No, it's pee? Silent, dude.
Yeah, it's pee silent. You can't hear a fucking pterodactyl piss. The pee is silent.
I got him. That killed him.
It did. No way. That's crazy. That shit's good, man. I miss Raj jokes, dude. I miss Eddie. I miss me in the studio. Come on, dude. We make this place better than it is. You know what I'm saying?
you know what I miss?
What's that?
A little bit of that.
Beer to week?
A little bit
of
this.
Last call.
Last call.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Oh, my God. He's trying to end it already.
I guess.
There's a lot to talk about. It's going to be a long last call. We did a lot. Last call for alcohol.
Start it. Ding it.
Da-dang, dang, dang. I know. I forgot.
It was a real dinger, dude.
Oh,
ding it. Ding it.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Last call for alcohol.
It's so dangerous. Today is so dangerous because we have a triple combination for the last call.
Yeah. We haven't had a combo last call like this since Vegas.
A trifecta.
Think. Yeah. So it was the summer of 25. We went out.
That was a great one.
Yeah. We went out to Free Soil.
I hopped in a car and got there.
Yes, it is a actual city.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, in between Manistee and Ludington.
Jesus Christ, it started out middle of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were head out. Raj and I were in one car.
Me, Derek, and Jake were in one car.
And then everybody else, John and them.
John and the rest were in another car.
Yeah, we're heading out, and I was like, what are we doing? And they're we're going to figure it out.
We turn into the right driveway and have another 15-minute drive. Back to the place.
But first, on the way there, we just stopped and had lunch.
Yeah, let's start
Eddie,
from the beginning.
Eddie had his little tiny kitty bowl of mac and cheese that cost him $18.99.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the deal. So we're driving up there, and I go, "How far away is this place?" And Derek turns to me and he goes, "It says about 2:14 on the GPS." And I said, "Okay,
yeah,
cool.
2 hours." Yeah.
I said, "How about we stop about hour and a half into it? You know, grab a drink, grab a bite." And he goes, "That sounds great." So we get there, and Derek drives about 95 and a 70, about you know, 95 and a 55.
Yeah, he was going
95 and a 25. So he's driving fast, and we pull up to this place, and I said, hey, pull off here. You know, let's grab a bite to eat. It says we only have like 45 minutes left. And he's like, all right. So we call Eddie, and Eddie and Raj answer in his car, and we tell him where we're at, and Eddie goes, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that place is at. And we go, are you using the GPS? And he goes, no, I know how to get there. We're like, the fuck? Like, we gave you an address. He goes, yeah, but like, been there, you know? And we're like, yeah. Jesus Christ, you've been everywhere, haven't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, the Lakeside Bar
so,
and Grill.
Yeah, so we told him where we're stopping, yeah, Lakeside. And he goes, oh, yeah, right right in Michigan. It was,
right.
Well, yeah, it was yeah, in Michigan.
No, it was
no,
was
off of US 10.
Lake
it's
what?
Like when it gets into business 10 there yeah. before you hit Everett.
Yeah, yeah, but it was Lake.
Lake. It's just
yeah,
called
it was
Lake.
Like, yeah, it was
it's
called Lake Michigan. Yeah,
yeah
Lake,
it's just called Lake, comma, Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah, like it, yeah. This was a city in Michigan called Lake. And Eddie was like, yeah, I know where that is. It's on the left-hand side. You know, you're going to have strip bars and stuff like that. Yeah, 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 we'll be there soon. Yeah. We're like, what the? All right. We pull off. No shit. Strip of bars and in Lake. And so we park and we walk on in. And no shit. 2 minutes
later,
Roger
nice.
And Eddie
remodeled
walk
since
in.
The last time I'd been there.
Yeah.
It was real. I was like, man, this place looks gorgeous now.
It looks old as fuck. And Eddie walked in. He was like, wow, this is shit remodeled. We're like, since when?
Yeah.
The 1990s? Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I mean, he's got 3 strips of gray in his beard. You know he's old now. So he walks in, you know, grab a couple of beers and you come up. Eddie goes, you got Diet Coke? And she's like, of course. And he goes, all right, sounds good. Eddie, this whole bachelor, leading up to the bachelor party, he just started his sobriety. He's 200 days when my bachelor party started, right?
Right about that.
Or was it 100 days? It was a big milestone.
It would have been.
It was a big milestone.
Yeah, probably 100 days.
100 days?
Yeah.
So it was a big milestone.
Yeah.
He was like, you got a Diet Coke. We all, you know, fuck yeah. You know, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. We didn't want them. I said, or someone had asked me, and they were like, oh, we're going to make Eddie drink. And I go, you can do it all you want, but if you peer pressure, I'm going to whoop your ass. I said, I don't want that. I said, anybody that's going to peer pressure me can talk to me first. I don't want that shit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, and it was fine.
Yeah, no, it was, and everybody respected it.
Everybody was real cool, yeah.
But I said, if you want Eddie to drink, you talk to me first, because I'm going to tell you no. Get the fuck away.
It was kind of funny. It was almost like he had a friend who was going to get, you know, like a tranny surgery or something, and they were like, so what? Why? Like, what do you do now? Like, how does it, you know what I mean? That conversation
how do you survive?
Was funny. Yeah, they were like, yeah, like, what? Is life. What am Jenkins? What, you know? I was just like, yeah, I just, like I told you guys earlier, I just fill it with things. I just do a lot more now. That's
so
all. Because before I would be just bored, or I built a bar in my house, and I was so excited to have a bar in my house that then I just spent all my time down there, and I didn't spend any time with Tiffany, and I was just drinking like 15 to 20 beers every night. Every night, I go through a 30 rack every 2 days. Like, it was spending $400 a month on beer. And then I had to figure it out. But anyway, this was fine. And so this was good. This is a few months down the line, and I'm doing well with it. I'm not having, you know, any urges, anything, and everything's going well. So, yeah, so we're in Lake.
So, yeah, we
get Diet Coke. Get it, yeah.
Yeah, we sit down at this table. This lady is fucking ridiculously nice. She comes up, she serves us, you know, we get all of her drinks, we're laughing, having a good time. Derek fucking just started this real estate gig. He's a real estate agent now.
Yeah.
Derek Lupo,
he had
hit
to go
him
be
up,
Hollywood
man.
In the yeah, corner. Yeah, he's like, I got a deal like, to make. Yeah.
Brings his laptop out in Lake Michigan. Fucking starts selling his first house, which he did end up making that sale. And he sits down, starts doing this shit. We're ordering drinks. We're having a good time. Take a lot of selfies, dude. We're so excited about this weekend. And, you know, we have a good time. They come out and they're like, what do you want? Me and Eddie get custom meals. Everyone else orders off the menu. I'm like, can I get like a Philly cheesesteak with like, you know, this instead of that? Blah, blah, blah. Eddie's like, well, I want this and that. And then a couple, like a side of mac and cheese. Like,
well, because I saw they had it on the menu and I was like, oh, cool.
It was on the kids' menu. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, all right. So I know they have it. I was like, can I get a side of mac and cheese? And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, do you want me to put like extra cheese on it? She's like, that's how I get it. And so I was like, oh, cool. Sure. And she's like, there's a little bit of an upcharge. I was like, that's fine. And so she goes back, brings out our food. I think I got a burger or something.
Yeah.
Which was really, really good.
Yeah, this place had great food.
And she brings me this, like, little cup. Like a sauce cup. Yeah. Of just Kraft mac and cheese with, like, sharp cheddar put kind of on the, like, and just,
everything you can get out of Kroger,
this
dude.
Just sadness bowl of shame mac and cheese. And I was like, oh. All right, I guess. And the cheese put on top made it taste so much worse. It was not great. It was not good. And then my bill comes. It was $7. It was $7 for that side of mac and cheese. I was like, I can buy a box for 80 cents. Like, yeah, that was, I was very disappointed. But the burger was very good.
Yeah, the food was good.
What's wrong? What are you doing? What is happening?
Nothing. I was distracted for no reason. So
squirrel.
Squirrel. No. So we get this food. We're having a great time. We ended up cashing out of there. I ended up fighting a fucking Whack-em Willie's fucking inflatable tube man.
Whack-em inflatable flailing arm tube man.
Yeah, dude. I threw two punches at him. Fucking hit him with two jabs and a punch.
Yeah. Knocked his dumb ass out. You got your back like 15 times.
Yeah. We ended up getting the car. We make it up to this place. We drive in. We turn into the fucking driveway, and we drive another 15 minutes back to the cabin.
Yeah. We're going. And then, yeah, it's like a two-track dirt road, and the GPS is showing, and I'm like,
it's a one-way street.
I was like, I'm like, well, there's still a mile. We literally have to go a mile into the woods, and we keep going deeper and deeper, and the sides are getting closer and closer, and I'm like, what? I said, this is
Eddie's
how...
Eddie's hitting the brakes like every five fucking
minutes. Yeah, I was like, this is how, like, cannibalistic groups kill people. This is where, you know, everybody goes to die. This is the beginning
and
of the horror
movie. And let me
mind
you, John booked this place, all right? Yeah. But I have, you know, and John
Scary
we trust.
Movie three.
Yeah.
We get back terrifying. There. We get back there and remind me of his name.
Gabe.
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 Is cleaning out this motherfucking place. This is the cabin owner, the Airbnb host, the fucking legend that is.
Oh, yeah. This guy turns out to be amazing, but we'll get there. We
walk up and we're like, oh, shit, the cleaners are still here. In an Airbnb, you don't fuck with the cleaners. You just let them do what they need to do. Well, this guy doesn't hire cleaners. It's him.
Yeah.
This is Gabe, the Airbnb host, the legend that is made, the guy, the Gabe, the fucking myth. You know? This is Gabe. He walks out and he's like, hey, we're like, excuse me? And he's like, hey, what's up? And we're like, some bitch. We're the guys who rented this place. He's like, dude, load your shit in, man. I got the fridge to clean out, and then you guys are all good. And we're like, no. We're like, we're going to load our shit in. You're going to come and party with us tonight. And he's like, no. We're like, no.
Yep.
Yeah, you are. yeah, you are. And we talk this guy's ear off, dude. He's showing us all around the place. This is a fucking immaculate cabin, dude.
Oh,
it was so
cabin.
Cool.
It was beautiful.
So
it was awesome.
Rustic, man. It was so rustic. It was so John. It was so me. John did an excellent job booking this place for my bachelor party. It was in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. It was on the river. You could shout as loud as you could, and no one could hear you.
Yeah.
It was immaculate.
Yeah.
So we're,
see, he's like, oh, this is amazing. I was like, we're not surviving this.
Yeah. We're dead. Gabe's
so,
serial killer.
So, So we're having a blast. And Gabe's like, I might take you up on that. I got to coach a high school football team, but I might be back. And we're like,
the Spartans.
What the fuck?
He coaches the Spartans.
So we left. We didn't hear back from him. We party our ass off that night. Well, we're having fun. And all of a sudden, we see headlights come up that night. And I mean, and we're partying our ass. I mean, we lit up cigars. We fucking played pong. Like, we just had a blast.
The music is just blaring
into the
woods.
Yeah, into the woods. No one could hear it. We went and checked out
the
water. It was just funny. Oh, my God. We'll get to the coyotes. And and some headlights pulled up. We're like, what the fuck? That was the first night that Gabe showed up, right? Yeah. So headlights pulled up. We're like, son of a bitch. Well, it was Gabe. And he pulls up. He's like, why aren't you guys burning my wood, man? We're like, the fuck you mean? Like, we got the fire started. He starts chucking all of his fucking wood on there. Every wood. He was cutting trees down. Yeah. Like, he was putting the wood on the fire. Yeah. We're having a blast. You know, he made fun of my dick size. Like, it was great. It was great. This was funnier than shit.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic.
We talked to him. We're like, man, we want to go shooting tomorrow. Like, that's the one thing I wanted to do was go shoot. I wanted to go find a shooting range. He goes, oh, if you guys are going to pay for a shooting range, you're stupid. And we're like, well, what do you mean? There's one right down the road. And he goes, no, you don't pay for it. I'll take you somewhere. Anywhere Gabe took it, and so, just preface well, to the story, anywhere Gabe took us is a 30-minute drive, but continue, Eddie.
Yeah, so, to preface, so Gabe is a former Marine.
A local, and a Marine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This guy was one of the first into Baghdad during the initial, after 2001. Like I forget what he was called, what his troop, like books have been written about him and his troop. There's been movies. It was Green something. I forget what he was. He's like, oh yeah, look us up. And I cannot for the life of me remember what the name of the thing was. But yeah, this guy is the real deal, like true patriot, real deal guy. And so when you were like, I want to go shoot guns, he's like, oh, I got you. And yeah. So he takes us about 30, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
Into further.
The next day. We'll get there.
Oh.
So okay. We end the night. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. He looks at us and we're still going strong, all of us. And he looks at us. He goes, man, my old lady's pissed. And we're like, why? And he goes, well, because I rented my Airbnb out to a bunch of delinquents who invited me back for a party, and I obliged, and I stayed, and now it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and my old lady's pissed at me, and we're like, fuck her, you know? Like, I'm about to get married, this is my bachelor party, you can tell her that, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, all right, you know? She was pissed by the time he left, and we're like, you know what, we'll meet you up tomorrow at noon, and he goes, yeah, I'll shoot you the spot. And we're like, all right, cool. So he shot us the barter right down the road. So we're like, okay, we know where that is. You know, we passed on our way in. So we meet up at this bar. We get there about 25 minutes early, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I mean, or he was late.
Or he was 20 minutes late.
Yeah. So we get up. We drive there. We're waiting there for a long fucking time. And he finally pulls up, and then Eddie, carry on.
Oh, yeah. Then he takes us 30, 40 minutes away through the woods, over the river, and
past grandma's house.
Yeah, shit. Really. And there's this spot that was like off a back road.
Most immaculate fucking shooting range I've ever seen.
This shooting range was crazy. It was so nice.
And big hill, 200 yards out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he comes out and he sets up some targets and things. And then he's like, all right, who wants to shoot from my arsenal? And lays his tailgate down and he's got, I don't even remember the names of these guns.
Automatic 20 gauge. He's got a 308 blackout. He's got an AK-47. He's got a 1911. He's just all of them.
Like ready. This dude was ready,
fully loaded.
Oh yeah.
So we're hey Gabe, we'll shoot our guns right now. And he's like, okay. So everyone takes a few pieces out. You know, Rod shot his handgun. I shot my handgun. John shot his handgun. Eddie takes a few pulls off the 20 gauge, everything like that. And then Gabe grabs some off his arsenal. He's like, I'm done with this shit. And he walks up to me and he goes, bachelor. And I was like, well, that's me. And he goes, good luck. And he hands me this automatic 20 gauge shotgun.
Yeah, full, like, holy.
And he goes, I just want to let you know, this is what I sleep next to every night. And I'm like, okay. I was like, no, that's fair. Everyone wants to sleep next to an automatic shotgun. Yeah, that's fine. And he goes, yeah, so I do birdshot and then slug and then birdshot and then slug. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I was like, this is going to destroy my shoulder. He's like, no. You're fine. And I was like, all right. So I go four off in a row. Pop, 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 pop. My shoulder was broken. Yeah. I was fucking done, dude. He's like, no, unload it. And I'm like, son of a bitch. We'll post the video on Patreon. Fuck me, dude.
Yeah, we all had to go across the street, get him, and bring him back.
That sound bitch. That pulled me back, dude. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, man. That thing was so much fun. Everyone else is shooting everybody else's guns. We brought out the Mos and everything. Eddie, tell him your story, man.
For what?
He gave you a gun.
Oh, yeah. I shot the shotgun.
Yeah. The automatic. Yeah,
oh,
you don't have to fucking...
Crazy.
Yeah, this is pow, 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 p
And
throws it back, dude.
Oh yeah. And then the blackout, that thing was the loudest. We were standing 20 feet away from
blackout.
Yeah, we were standing 20 feet away from that. Every shot he would shoot, you were like, you almost fell over. Yeah.
That 308 was sick.
It was crazy. Yeah. But then that Mosin was great. That thing was awesome.
John's Mosin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We put a pizza tin.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, hold on. We gotta go back to the pizza tin. So there's a bar. Does anyone know the name of the bar? Can anyone remember that?
Shelley would know.
Yeah.
That's not the bar that they owned.
Oh no.
There was a pizza place right down the railroad.
Yeah. And it was really good.
A free soil
pizzeria, maybe. Something like that. It was the only fucking place available. In free soil
within 30 minutes.
Someone got a to-go box and they just threw the fucking pan in there. I think it was my fault. I told them to. So they took that and we used that as a target that day, and we put that out there, and there was a Mosin out there, and I know I hit it. Eddie hit it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that hit it that
Somebody
day.
Hit the edge because it fell over at one point. There was a bullet mark from the edge that tore through it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So like we all had a lot of fun. Yeah. And that ended up being our ornament at the cabin. We hung that up through the weekend. But that shooting day was really fun. We got done with that. We went back. And then we had to go golfing that day. I mean, these guys treated me like a king.
Oh yeah, we went golfing too.
I didn't pay for shit. I didn't do nothing. I did pay for my round of golf, which was bullshit. And I brought it up to all the guys because I was like, "You bought everything for me, but the most expensive thing I had to pay for." It was crazy.
And it was a cool course, but it was like a weird off the beaten path nine holer. It was just nine holer. Yeah, so we played it twice.
We played it four times, Eddie.
No, we played it twice.
No, we played two 18s.
Yep.
It was an 18-hole course. We played twice.
Yeah, it was 18.
It was 18, and we played it twice. Eddie?
I was the only one sober. It was a 9-holer we played twice to make 18.
And then we did it again.
And then we did it again. We played 36 holes, dude.
Okay. Remember is your near hole-in-one on hole one.
That I got a...
Almost 400 yards out.
Eagle?
He drove past the green. It was crazy.
And then I hit a 26-foot putt.
Yeah.
And I threw it, and then half the guys didn't fucking realize it. I threw my putter. I celebrated with my dad. Eddie was going crazy. Fucking Dennis didn't know what was going on because he doesn't know golf. So he's like, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." He was just standing in the corner. He was like, "Is this good?" I was like, "It's the best I can do. It's the best we could do."
Yeah.
Because we were on the team. So this is ridiculous. Let me just bring it back. So we're playing. It was an 18-hole course. It was an 18-hole course we played twice.
It was.
I'll look it up right now. But it was an 18-hole course we played twice. We get done with one, and then we get three holes into the second round, and Dino shows up. No. We get through 11 holes of the first one, and then Dino shows up. Because Dino went to a different course, and he had to drive up.
Right, yeah.
So we started, and then Dino shows up at about hole 11. We play it through, and then we start another round. And maybe it was a 9-hole course.
It was a 9-hole course we played twice.
Yeah, it was a 9-hole course we played twice. We did only play
it. You were just hammered, so it felt like 36 holes. No, it was
because we only paid him once.
I don't remember any of it. So.
Yeah, we only paid him once. We did only pay him once. It was a 9-hole course. We played twice.
I never paid.
So he met up on the second nine. He met up on the second nine because we waited up at the driving range for him the second time, and he didn't show up, so we continued to play. Met up with us. We split into two teams of four. And on that hole, we split up. We all drove from the same spot. I drove the green, ended up hitting a 26-foot putt. We went crazy. There was Derek, John, Jake, and Dean on the other team. And it was me, Eddie, Dad, and Dennis, which is just unfair. Because we got the fucking ringers on one. And Dino's putting the team on his fucking back.
Yeah,
now, Derek's a good golfer. John's a scratch golfer. You know, there's good people on that team, but they were just fucked up. They were fucked up at the time.
They were pretty hammered.
So I drove the fucking green and hit a 26-foot putt to eagle that son of a bitch.
That was super cool.
And I went nuts, and they thought I was lying until the next hole, and we were like, dude, I drove the green and then hit a one putt in, because Roger goes, you're not, he goes, what if you hit this putt? And I putted it, and I hit it, and we just went fucking nuts. That was the that was the coolest thing to happen right there.
Yeah.
That was insane. I just love Dennis gets out of the car because Eddie runs to us and he starts celebrating with us. And Dennis goes, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Because Dennis didn't know whether to go pick up my ball, pick up the flag, pick up my club that I chucked fucking 30 yards. Like,
yeah.
I just threw that son of a bitch. I'm like, no way. Because... he said the impossible. He's like, wouldn't this be funny if you just sunk this?
Yeah.
And it just perfect S curve into it. like I didn't even line up that son of a bitch. I just buttered it. It was good. I thought we had four attempts at it. Sunk it the first fucking time.
Oh, it was good. It was great. Because then, I don't know if it was that day, one of the days, Gabe took us around. We went bar hopping.
That was the next day. That was Sunday.
That was the next day, yeah. We were hot bar hopping around, and we went to the Redneck Yacht Club, where I got this jalapeno burger thing. That was real good.
Yeah, and that was Toby Keith's Redneck Yacht Club.
Oh, that might have been after we shot guns.
We were shooting, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We went all around. We went there. We went to, I don't remember the name of the bar, but it had dollar bills up on it, and one of the scariest waitresses I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
no shit. Yeah, with Jigglypuff on her.
Yeah, she had like a wool skirt, but then fishnet, but then like half her head was shaved, and it was she was very nice, just very, it was startling to look at. And then we went to another bar that was really nice, but it had like children there, and by this point, y'all are pretty hammered and getting rowdy, but I stole one of the kids' cups, not from a child. They gave me...
they caught me on the jumbotron.
I asked for a water, and they gave me a sippy cup, and I was like, yeah! Yeah, and I got one of those, and yeah, no, that was good. That was good. We went back, we made...
Did you get a souvenir from the bachelor party? Yeah, I got a sippy cup.
I did. That was my souvenir. It was fun. We had that, and then the one night we went bar hopping in Ludington, where I drove everybody around, and that was pretty fantastic.
Yep.
But what is happening?
On that night, though, we left and we stopped at a place called Docks on the River.
Yeah, that was
really
cool. They had
some live music going there, and...
they go on these chatty Cathys just go up
chapter
and start
four,
talking.
There's, you know... The band that was there talking to the guys on stage, and so they said,
I need ice.
Get up here and don't say that. They're saying, get up here on stage and sing a couple songs. So they just hopped up there and bam,
played
a couple songs.
That's pretty cool.
Had the crowd going, they all loved them. Then Docs wants them to come back and play.
It
was pretty good.
Playing Sticks this summer,
and the Sticks Festival,
the Sticks Festival, yeah, on the east side, yeah. Opening then, for Ted Nugent,
possibly,
right?
Opening for
Ted
Nugent.
Nugent, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
And, then we went to Ludington.
Yeah, then we go to Ludington, and we started out at the Tiki Bar, this Tahiti Tiki place, and it was dead. There was nobody there. We go to...
Yeah, from what I heard
we went backwards.
Later is that you don't go to the fucking Tiki until after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because nobody goes there until after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but we got there, we went to this other bar that had shuffleboard and pool and DJ and a bunch of other stuff. It was real, real cool. It was, you guys were hanging out, darts and everything, playing pool for a while. And
beer pong.
Beer pong, yeah, playing beer pong. And but then it was like the whole party shifted and like people started leaving, but then the whole bar left and then they went to the next bar and we just kind of went with them, and it was like we're moving as this one big entity,
one big unit.
Yeah. But then that bar shut down and everybody leaves, and then they go over to the Tiki bar. And then we close the Tiki bar down, and then I'm driving everybody back, and I start to hear the yips in the back, the yip.
It wasn't me though.
And they were like, pull over. And so I pull off onto the side of the road.
D-Rock.
And Derek falls out of the car and just
I almost died. Mason saved my life.
Oh yeah.
Because I was so drunk I couldn't stand straight.
Yeah, so he goes to try to pee and almost falls into traffic.
Yeah, I almost fall into traffic. Dick pointed towards the headlights and pissing. And I start falling forward, and this magical hand grabs me by the throat. Grabs me by the throat and pulls me back. And Mason whispers in my ear, "I just saved life." And yeah, Mason Monville, what a good fucking guy. Dude.
Oh yeah, great guy. Real great guy.
Mason is one of the best people I know in my entire life. He's
I'm glad you guys fired me and hired him.
It's just Mason is one hell of a dude. And he goes, "I just saved your life." And he looked at me and slapped me in the face. It goes, "Don't do that again," after I pulled my pants up, put my dick back where it needs to be. And we got back in we were in the splash zone. Me and Mason were the only ones in the splash zone. So when the door slid open, because Mason slid open my door, Derek's halfway to puking. Mason, I get up to get out because I was halfway asleep. Mason shoves me out. So I already hit the floor when I'm out. So Mason is the one that fucked me up. The liquor didn't do shit. Mason fucked me up. So I went to go piss, and then Mason saved my life. So he made up for it. But anyway, yeah, so that happened. Eddie, take it away.
Well, yeah, it was just we had everybody loaded in the Traverse and headed back, and they kept partying, and I passed out. And then the next night we cleaned, got everything taken care of, and headed on our merry way. I thought it was real cool, though, because we, just put that anywhere. We, spotless.
You need a bigger glass?
Yeah. We spotless that place. Like, cleaned it, you know, better than we found it. Yeah. Absolutely.
We cleaned Gabe's cabin better than Gabe cleaned Gabe's cabin.
Yeah, it was great. So much so, he left, you know, a phenomenal review for John, where John was like, "Hey, if anybody needs an Airbnb, just reference this trip." And you know, but yeah, Gabe was fantastic. We're going to catch up with him again this summer for sure. But no, yeah, the bachelor party, man. Oh, yeah, playing docs. Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Absolutely. Did you have a good time? Did you have a good bachelor party? Did you feel satisfied?
Yeah, I did.
Did we satisfy you in the woods?
Yes. That is the best party I could ask for. That was a way to send me off, boys.
And nobody died.
No one died.
Yeah. I thought we all wanted to go back.
I
thought I was going to. But I didn't.
The mornings when we were up drinking beer at fucking 8 a.m. We forgot that.
Beer darts. Oh, yeah.
So Dino comes up to meet us for golf. It was the golf night. So we golfed, and then we were like, "Hey, like Mason's coming up tonight. We want to get back to the cabin." So we got back to the cabin. Mason shows up. This is huge. Mason had work the day before because he couldn't miss it. He does masonry work, which is hilarious. Mason does masonry.
Yeah.
So it's a very important job for him. He shows up that night. He brought his golf clubs, which just broke my fucking heart.
Oh.
You know, but we'll get to that. But anyway, he brought his golf club. He comes up. We're all fucked up from golf, so we're just having a blast. And we're out, and we're like, "All right, Mason's here. We got to start beer darts." And if you know what beer darts is, good for you. If you don't, I'm sorry. I'm not going to explain it. But so we all sit around. We start playing beer darts. Dino gets way too – is the only man I've never known to win beer darts. So we're playing it. He didn't know. He was just chugging beers. All of us were when we needed to. All of us were taking sips when we needed to. Dino, he gets hit. He chugs a beer. All of a sudden, it comes across, we're all pretty fucked up. Raj did not play beer darts a single time this weekend. He takes his chair out. He sets it down. The place goes wild. We're like, no fucking way. Derek's got his dart in hand. Raj sits down, puts a beer in front of him. Derek pinpoints him, throws it, pops his can. Raj drinks it down where he needs to, picks up his beer dart, fucking chugs a person across the street from him, makes him drink the whole thing. Place goes fucking wild. Me and Derek sprint across the entire fucking area of this cabin. We ran probably about a mile and a half. We come back to the circle. Raj up there fucking dancing. He don't give a shit. He's the king of beer darts at this point. We get done with beer darts. We all go back to the campfire. We sit down. Raj just had a magical moment. We go crazy. We sit down. We're all having a good time. We're all talking. Dino brings out this plastic chair, sits down, bottle of water, sits down for a little bit. We're all chatting for a little bit. Dino stands up. He goes, blah, 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 blah.
He fucking, literally
fucking disappears. And we all look at each other around the campfire. We go, noted. Noted. We got that. So, you know, the night the window's on, people head to bed, head to bed, head to bed, head to bed. Raj heads to bed about, I don't know, probably 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Eddie Fils is out about 1:30. Dennis heads to bed at about 2. You know, and so it ends up being me, Derek, and John, man, out at the fire at about 2:30. Dino comes out at about 3, and he goes, you know, boys, because people were in and out of the house. Dino comes out, and he goes, you know, boys, I got to tell you, and it's just me, John, and Derek. And he goes, I couldn't tell you the last time I went to bed. And we all looked at each other, and we go, that's a fucking sentence right there. That's something you got to remember. I couldn't remember the last time I went to bed. It's crazy. That's a crazy sentence. And he was supposed to go home that night. He told his wife, he told his wife, my mother-in-law, I'm going to be home tonight.
Yeah.
And then he comes out at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, I can't remember the last time I went to bed. And then, you know, he goes, all right. I got to lay back down. I got to get some rest, and then I'll head out about 6, 7 in the morning. We're like, all right, Dean, you know, go have your time. We're still up, you know. By the time you get up, whatever. 4 o'clock rums around. John's like, all right, man, I'm fizzling. I'm going to head to bed. Me and Derek are still chilling. Derek's like, you know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Door opens. Who comes out? Raj.
Raj.
Comes out. You hear the lights of smoke. We turn around. There's Raj. Derek starts clapping. He's like, that a boy, Raj. That a boy, Raj. We're out there. We're having a conversation, right? Derek goes, all right, man. I think I'm going to follow John, man. I can't, you know, think. This is Friday night because Saturday night's when we went out to the bar. Or Sunday. So this is Saturday night because Sunday night we went out to the bar. So Saturday night. And Derek's like, all right, you know, I'm fizzling. I'm going to head to bed. You know, it's about 4:15 or whatever.
Yeah.
So he walks in. As soon as the door closes, you hear, and I turn over and I go, is that you? And Dad goes, yeah, man. This motherfucker, Raj, cracks a beer at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, dude.
Yeah.
And we start, you know, he's drinking. I'm still finishing my beer. He's smoking. And all of a sudden, we just get surrounded by coyotes. And I shit you not, it's behind him, to the left of him, to the right of him, behind me, to the front of me.
And they were getting louder and closer and closer.
Yeah, they were within like 50 yards of you.
And we kept talking.
Yeah.
Remember you telling me about that? Because then Gabe was like, oh yeah, their den's like right over there, like 100 yards away. There's a whole coyote den. And they were like, oh, they were around us last night.
Yeah.
If they didn't have the fire going, they probably would have been meals.
Every 15 minutes, we were talking. And it happened. And we shut up. And we kind of looked around and we're like, oh, that was cool. But we could tell they were far enough away. Gets around 5. What do you say? About 5, 5:30?
Probably somewhere around there.
And I'm fizzling out. And, you know, we're talking. And last one happens. And shit, I wouldn't say these things were more than 30 yards away from us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm tired. And the last one calls. And we kind of just look around. And I'm like, all right, shit, I'm going to bed. And I look at Dad right before I walk in the door. And I go, be safe. And he goes, I'm fine. Take us away, Raj. I shut the door. I go to bed. It was about 5:45.
I got fucking scared.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because the fire's still roaring. Yeah. We didn't slow down. We kept putting the wood out because Gabe told us. He goes, don't shy down. I want all this wood gone. There was a fucking massive pile. So we kept on.
There was like a face cord.
So Raj is out there with a full-blown fire. Sitting around a fire, and these coyotes are less than 30 yards away. What happened?
I just finished my beer and said, fuck this. I ain't getting eaten. So I went back in the house. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. Fuck that. Yeah.
So like 5:30, 5:45, you went back in the house?
So it was like, you know, when you can hear like leaves rustling.
Yeah.
You know, they're close.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Fuck this. You heard the leaves?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Because when the last howl that we heard before I went to bed, that was they were close, dude. Because
when you went in there, I said, I was going to finish the beer and go to bed. Well, yeah, I finished that
fucker pretty fast.
Yeah. That was a hell of a place, man.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was fantastic.
We were in the middle.
That was so nice.
Of the
and he had done a lot of work. He redid that cabin.
Oh, you know what? I can't speak enough about Gabe. What a fantastic
being. Yeah, if you want a place to stay, head out to Free Soil. Get on Airbnb. And,
yeah. Look at you know what? We're not going to post his Airbnb post, but if you contact us, we'll definitely give you his contact information.
Yeah.
You can say you were from the Basement Bars, Booze, and Babble. You were say you were from Spencer's Bachelor Party. You were say you were part of Chapter 4.
Yeah, he'll treat you
whatever
right.
Whatever you need to do, he'll understand. He'll meet your needs, and he'll give you a great place to stay. Now, when you pull up there, it might look janky. It's going to be the best day you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's got AC in there.
That'll be
fully AC, repaired.
We did not have anything to do with that.
No,
a tree fell on it.
It was ice off the roof.
Eddie wanted to fix it. He could have fixed it. Gabe did not want him to for insurance reasons.
Yeah.
And
he was like,
fine.
"Yeah, it's under warranty and all this."
Yeah, but Eddie's like,
"We could take it apart right now." It was just the top.
And Gabe was like, "Please don't, because I have it covered. They're coming out in 2 weeks." And Eddie's like, "Yeah, but I'm fucking hot. Like, I'll do it right now." And Gabe's like, "Please don't. There's fans here and here and here." And Eddie's like,
"Yeah, it ended up getting cold.
I froze my ass off every night, man."
Yeah.
Well, you were sleeping in a living room. I was sleeping in
this dude brought a cot like an army.
Yeah, ranger. Yeah. Roger's sleeping on 12 inches, dude.
Could you rephrase that?
12 Roger's
inches
sleeping
off the floor.
On 12, yeah,
12 inches wide.
I was sleeping in a solo bedroom. The guys did me right, man. They let me take the master downstairs, the only bedroom downstairs.
I slept on that couch. That couch was super comfy.
Oh, that couch was nice, dude.
I just melted into that.
Rog just slept in kind of the corner with a cot. He fucking army manned it. Everybody else, they went upstairs. There was a bunch of beds up there.
Yeah.
They army manned it too, man. I was surrounded by great people.
Oh, it was
everybody
fantastic.
In my wedding were great people. I can't complain at all.
Everybody got along. No arguments. No.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh,
can we talk about the breakfast really quick?
Oh, it was good.
John and Eddie.
Yeah, that was
John
awesome.
And Eddie.
I didn't make breakfast. John did.
Oh, I thought you were doing the bacon or something.
No, I got you pizza rolls.
Oh, you did do the pizza rolls the last. I do. Yeah, I was fucking
and
cooking
like,
with those.
And he was so hammered, he just straight out the oven, 1,000 degrees, just rah, nah,
yeah,
nah.
Burnt my tongue.
Care. Didn't even care.
Yeah.
The next morning,
it hurt me.
Pizza rolls
and ranch all on my side. It was Vegas.
Yeah.
if you guys have been listening to this podcast, you know about the Vegas story with my sandwich. Same thing with the pizza rolls at my bachelor party. Same thing. It was pizza rolls by my feet, by my knees. Ranch everywhere. Yeah, it looked like I got cream pied. it was terrible. But oh my God, man. Basement Bar, Beers and Babble.
Yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a fantastic time. Thanks to you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And I'd say to all a good night, but really it's as Ernest Hemingway would always say.
I love this.
Always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Merry Christmas.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on wide a range of conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide a range of conversations with Rick and Eric.